Welcome back, Chad Hasty Show, News Talk 790 KFYO, online at KFYO.com, and of course, on the Radio Pop app, just search for KFYO, you'll find us. You take all KFYO programming wherever you go, that includes Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, all everybody, you're on KFYO. 770-5790, toll-free, 1-800-687-0790. First voice you hear from when you dial in, the very talented Ariel Walden on the other side. Joining me right now to talk about his brand-new book, Don't Hurt People and Don't Take Their Stuff, a libertarian manifesto, the president and CEO of FreedomWorks, Matt Kibbe. Mr. Kibbe, welcome to the show.
Hey, Chad, thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. Don't Hurt People and Don't Take Their Stuff, a libertarian manifesto. Tell us a little bit of the background on this book and why you came up with the title and just what inspired you to write this book.
You know, more and more people are starting to ask questions and become interested in the philosophy of liberty, and people would always say, well, what should I read first? And when you looked at the available books that really translated libertarian economic thinking, libertarian values, it was difficult. You might end up with a 700-page book that had been translated from the original German. And so I audaciously said, "How do I take all of these great works and mash them up into just a few hundred pages?" And I actually reread Adam Smith's Theory of Moral Sentiments, which itself is over 700 pages long, and I said, you know what, I think what he's really trying to say is don't hurt people and don't take their stuff. And so I just did the chapter on the rules for liberty was not easy to write because there's so much you could say, but when it really comes down to it, it's just common sense.
When someone hears libertarian, There's a few different ways they can go. You know, of course, you can look at someone like Rand Paul, who is espousing some libertarian views out there, maybe more so than any of the other mainstream or big name Republicans that you listen to. But also there are people who get kind of freaked out at the word libertarian. Do you find that a lot?
Well, more so before than today, I think more people are understanding what it actually means. And of course, there's as many sets of libertarian ideas as there are libertarians when you get down to the minutia. But in the book, I actually quote Ronald Reagan, who in 1975 was giving an interview to Reason Magazine, one of the first libertarian magazines out there, and he said, "The heart and soul of conservatism is really based on libertarianism." And he had read all the same books I did. I didn't know this until much later when I saw him give a speech quoting Ludwig von Mises. So I think all of these divisions are in part contrived because libertarianism is a political philosophy. It doesn't dictate how you live your life, but it does dictate what the limits on the federal government are, and that's what we're really all fighting for.
Yeah, and these libertarian ideas, they seem to be catching on even more so within the last few years. Why do you think that is? Is it because just the size and growth of the federal government?
Well, I think that's part of it. It's a perfect storm of the abuse of executive power, the targeting by the IRS, and the implementation of Obamacare, all these things that the Obama administration is doing. But more importantly, I actually think it's about the decentralizing, democratizing nature of the Internet. People are able to go get access to ideas that they never got in high school, they never got in college. I actually write about how I stumbled across the ideas of liberty when I was a kid. But today, if you're 18 years old and you're trying to figure out who you are, you can just Google it. And I tell the story about Justin Amash, who's an awesome congressman from Michigan. He had already gotten through high school, college, and law school without hearing about any of this stuff. And he was trying to figure out why he wasn't comfortable with the local GOP establishment. He typed in some words in a Google search, and up pops F.A. Hayek. And today, he's one of the smartest, best-read thinkers on this, and he's actually taking these ideas and implementing them in the Congress.
Very interesting. Visiting with Matt Kibbe right now. He's the president and CEO of FreedomWorks. Has a brand-new book out, Don't Hurt People, Don't Take Their Stuff, which that seems fairly easy, doesn't it? I mean, it seems like a fairly easy idea to just leave people alone. Don't mess with their private property. Don't mess with their stuff. Don't worry about what other people are doing. But it is, when you look at the, whether it's Republican or Democrats, there are so many elected officials out there who say, no, it can't be that easy. We have to do something else. We have to have more regulations. We have to have more government.
We have to do something. And,
right.
And when you really lift the lid on progressivism, it's insanely authoritarian. They really want to tell you how to live every aspect of your life. They want to reorganize everything and make themselves the middleman. And I always wondered why it was okay. We all agree that you shouldn't steal from your neighbor. Shouldn't steal from your neighbor's bank. You probably shouldn't steal from your neighbor's identity online. But why is it okay to outsource stealing to an elected official, taking from somebody you don't know and will never meet, and giving it to someone else you don't know and you never meet? The dirty secret about that redistribution is the guy that gets all of that largesse is the middleman. It's the politicians. It's the bureaucrats. It's the special interests that come to Washington and rig the game.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, this book is important. Not only does it work on a federal level, but I think you can boil it down to state and even local governments. You know, where you have local or statewide elected officials, they still want to tell you what to do. They still want to tell you how to run your life. You've seen it all over in the United States, whether it be on a local, state, or national level.
We should always be suspicious of monopoly government power. And the founders made that very clear. Lord Acton made that very clear when he said, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely, and school boards do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, the only solution to this is for people to get involved, to pay attention, to hold elected officials accountable. And the new transparency provided by the Internet and community organizing online is an opportunity for us that we just didn't have 5, 10, 20 years ago.
Visiting with Matt Kibbe, you offer 6 simple rules within the book, and 2 of them I want to ask you about. One of them is take responsibility, and the other is work for it. And I think these 2 ideas are very important, but very tough for, you know, the millennial generation, whatever generation will be following them, because more and more people who are getting hooked on big government, being hooked on Obamacare. I mean, you had the CBO who said Obamacare creates a disincentive to work. You have a mindset that goes against these 2 things, taking responsibility and working for it.
Yeah, and I think that's the people to blame are the bureaucrats and politicians that took away the opportunity that young people have today. And I think there's a lot of confusion about this. Progressives love to talk, they love to set up this dichotomy. You can either have a robust community, or you can be this selfish, isolated individualist. And, you know, even the president himself makes fun of Ayn Rand and anybody that believes in individual freedom as not caring about anybody else. Well, of course, the opposite exactly is true. Communities don't work without voluntary cooperation. Communities are made up of individuals. And the solution always starts with you. You have to take responsibility. If you see a problem in your community, you have to fix it. It's not, you can't just wait for someone in D.C. to come in and do it for you, because you know what? It's not going to happen. It's not going to get done. And so I think that sense of community and community service that you see in millennials is very consistent with individual liberty. But the burden's on us. It's not, you can't outsource that either. And on work, it's the same thing. You know how controversial it was when Ashton Kutcher gave that speech, and he said opportunity looks a lot like hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the really smart people in Hollywood freaked out about that. And I'm like, really? This is common sense. This is how you make something of yourself. This is how you define your own future. This is how you provide for your children. And the cool side of that is you get to do something that no one's ever done before. That's an opportunity. It's a burden, but it's also pretty cool.
Visiting with Matt Kibbe, president and CEO of Freedom Works. He's got a brand new book out, Don't Hurt People and Don't Take Their Stuff. When you take your book and you apply these rules and you look at the possible candidates, we're still a long ways away from 2016, but everyone's talking about it. who are the candidates that, that you look at and say, you know what, these are the candidates that, that can best fit this model here that I've just written about?
Yeah, it's funny because there is a whole new generation of political leadership in Washington from the 2010 class and the 2012 class. I actually interviewed a couple of the names I'm going to give you for the book and talk about how they discovered the ideas of liberty, Rand Paul and Ted Cruz. And of course, everybody would name Rand Paul as someone consistent with the values in these book. But what's really interesting about the 2016 field is almost everybody you would name in some way represents these values, some more consistently with others. Some would have disagreements on some aspects of the rules for liberty, but not just Rand Paul and Ted Cruz, but you could add Scott Walker to that list. You could add Mike Pence, the governor from Indiana. You could add even Marco Rubio. And what's interesting is how much impact these ideas have already had on the actual field in the Republican primary in 2016.
Visiting with Matt Kibbe, Don't Hurt People, Don't Take Their Stuff, Libertarian Manifesto. You can pick it up now. You can also order it on Amazon.com, and it's a great book to go through and to read. It is something to pass on to friends and neighbors as well. I mean, this is a book that you really want to get out there because it is it seems very basic, but there are some folks out there that will have a hard time understanding this one.
Well, I hope people will give it a listen, and I think I think there's a number of people today looking for a different set of ideas that they're just not getting from the left.
Absolutely. Matt Kibbe, President and CEO of FreedomWorks, appreciate your time today, and hopefully we'll get you back on soon. We can talk a little politics 2016 as well.
Yeah, I'd love to do it. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. That's Matt Kibbe. You can pick up his book, Don't Hurt People and Don't Take Their Stuff, a Libertarian Manifesto.